This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site there are totally free. And that's all there for you. freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight. A little international issue. And, well, I guess it's not really a little issue. It's kind of big and pretty important to a lot of people, especially those who are captive at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. According to the Washington Post, FBI agents witnessed possible mistreatment of the Koran at the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, including at least one instance in which an interrogator squatted over Islam's holy text in an apparent attempt to offend a captive, according to Bureau documents released yesterday. Now, this was earlier, I think, last week when this news came out. And it's sort of, I think it's going to confirm some of the things that we'd heard about last year, some of the just offensive things that these individuals were engaging in, these questioners, the interrogators at Guantanamo Bay, some of the things they were doing to the Quran. Now, it's just a book. I feel the same about the Quran as I feel about the Bible. It doesn't mean much to me personally, but it means a lot to the individuals that are captive down
right
there. In October, and there's more. It's not just, this article isn't just about what they did to the Quran. It's also about what they did to the individuals down there. In October 2002, a Marine captain allegedly squatted over a copy of the Quran during intensive questioning of a Muslim prisoner.
When was it? October when?
2002.
Okay, so it's been quite some time.
Who was incensed by the tactic, according to an FBI agent. A second agent described similar events, but it's unclear from the documents whether it was a separate case. In another incident that month, interrogators wrapped a bearded prisoner's head in duct tape because he would not stop quoting the Quran. According to an FBI agent, the documents show. The agent, whose account was corroborated by a colleague, said that a civilian contractor laughed about the treatment and was eager to show it off. That's not very nice. Duct taping a bearded man?
Right, that's what I was going to say. I mean, these guys have beards, hair.
It's one thing if you've got a clean-shaven face to put duct tape over somebody's mouth. It's another thing entirely if you've got hair on your face.
It absolutely is.
Because that tape's got to come off at some point. And when the tape comes off, it's going to hurt. And remember, these individuals that we're talking about here, you could sit there and listen to us mention these items, and you could say to yourself, well, these are the worst terrorists in the world. These are criminals. These are scumbags. Well, we don't know that. All we know is that they were rounded up. This typically the general way these individuals have been put into Guantanamo Bay is that the U.S. government essentially paid off authorities in places like Pakistan, for instance. They said, hey, bring us some suspected terrorists, and we'll give you some cash. And so the people in Pakistan went and rounded up some people they didn't like, handed them over to the United States, got some cash payments, and now they're sitting in Guantanamo Bay. There's no trials that have been occurring. We don't know if these individuals are dangerous. They're probably dangerous now that we've captured them and tortured them and harmed them. But before this, they could have been just, shopkeepers. They could have been individuals engaging in business and going about their regular lives and had some people that didn't like them for whatever reason in the Pakistani governments or the other governments over there, and they got picked up and shipped off to Guantanamo.
That certainly happened, and they've also released quite a few people from Guantanamo over the years now. So it's irresponsible to say that everybody in Guantanamo is some shopkeeper that was picked up for, some cash payment.
Until proven otherwise, they might as well be.
But
it's also guilty, as far as I'm concerned.
It's also irresponsible to hold somebody without a trial. We have a very strange...
Not to mention un-American.
We have a very strange situation here because we haven't declared war. These people are essentially prisoners of war. There's no end to this war in sight. There's no enemy in this war.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so difficult. Essentially, what we're dealing with is a criminal organization. War is a conflict between two countries.
Mm.
And this is, quote-unquote, a war. This is a conflict between us and a criminal organization.
Us meaning the U.S. government.
Us being the U.S. government. And I don't know how we're supposed to deal with this, but it doesn't seem right to me to pick somebody up out of a foreign land and put them in jail, they're prisoners of war, make them a prisoner of war, treat them in what, from what I can tell, is a situation darn close to torture,
mm-hmm.
but at the very least, being in prison stinks.
We'd be outraged if this was, or we should be at least outraged, if this were an American, if this were a friend or a family member of one of ours that was picked up here in the United States and treated in the way that these individuals are being treated. But for some reason, the government gets a pass when it comes to these people, and so many Americans will just look at what's happening in Guantanamo and either ignore it, put it on a shelf and forget about it, or just not be outraged. The attitude of a lot of Americans is that these people aren't real people. That if you didn't happen to be born within the boundaries of the United States, you're not as much of a person. You're not as much of a human being as everyone else. And that's sick.
Right. The way it goes, it seems, is that Americans are the first-class human beings. White people that speak English and the rest of the world are second-class human beings. And really, everybody else is a third-class.
The reports amount to new and separate allegations of religiously oriented tactics used against Muslim prisoners at Guantanamo Bay after an erroneous report of Quran abuse prompted deadly protests overseas in 2005. The U.S. military conducted an investigation that confirmed five incidents of intentional and unintentional mishandling of the book at the detention facility. They acknowledged that soldiers and interrogators had kicked the Quran, had stood on it, and in one case had inadvertently sprayed urine on a copy. How's that accidentally happen? The reports released yesterday were a result of internal investigation, or survey rather, conducted in 2004 by the FBI, which asked nearly 500 employees who had served at Guantanamo Bay to report possible mistreatment by law enforcement or military personnel. More than two dozen incidents were reported, including some that had the government had revealed in earlier document releases. The new documents were turned over as part of an ongoing lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union. In them, FBI employees had said they witnessed 26 incidents of possible mistreatment of detainees, including previously reported cases in which prisoners were shackled to the floor for extended periods of time or subjected to sexually suggestive tactics by female interrogators. In a previously unreported allegation, one interrogator bragged to an FBI agent that he had forced a prisoner to listen to satanic black metal music for hours, then dressed as a Catholic priest before baptizing him.
Hmm.
Now, this sort of behavior, would offend a Christian.
It's sick.
I mean, if you had a Christian who was captive by maybe some Muslim people and they were urinating on the Bible or playing black metal music or doing offensive things, they would be outraged. They'd be yelling from the rooftops about how outrageous this was and how their Bible shouldn't be treated that way and their religion shouldn't be disrespected.
It is outrageous.
But yet, for some reason, it's okay to disrespect the Muslim religion. And I think it's wrong. And I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Is any of this behavior appropriate? One agent reported being told that while questioning male captives, female interrogators would sometimes wet their hands and touch detainees' faces in order to interrupt their prayers. Such actions would make some Muslims consider themselves unclean and therefore unable to continue praying.
Hmm.
Lieutenant Commander Joe Carpenter, a Pentagon spokesman, this is the equivalent of shoving pig intestines into a Jew's mouth if you've got them captive. We're just doing things that are religiously unacceptable to these individuals. A Pentagon spokes bureaucrat, Joe Carpenter, said in a statement last night that the issues and facts raised are not new, and the 12 reviews have showed there were no Defense Department policies that condone the abuse. He says that we treat detainees humanely. The United States operates safe, humane, and professional detention operations for enemy combatants who are providing valuable information in the war on terror. Hey, it's no big deal. It's like Club Med down there, according to this guy. FBI spokes bureaucrat Richard Colco and all the information from the survey has been turned over to the Defense Department's Inspector General. I guess the suggestion is that they're going to investigate and then maybe bring a couple people up on charges, and of course that'll encourage them to keep their mouths shut next time.
It would seem to me that, 2002, some of these incidents are from, what you're talking about is people that might very well be out of the military at this point.
Oh, sure. Well, now there's a new group of sickos down there. War encourages, the situation that we're in encourages this sickness.
Yes.
On both sides. On both the Iraqi side and the United States side. It encourages the sadist in an individual who normally wouldn't be sadistic to come out. And that's a problem. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. There was a video I saw where there were some troops holding a bottle of water off the back of a truck as kids in Iraq ran after it. Run away. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. For all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there because they're all totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 165,000 posts await you, over 1,300 people interacting. There's a lot to see and a lot to do, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections. and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. I'm talking about the FBI report that has come out about some interrogation tactics that are a little bit questionable at old Guantanamo Bay. According to the details in the report, there are some pretty aggressive interrogation tactics going on. For instance, wrapping a prisoner in Israeli flag, subjecting others to extreme heat and cold, and aggressively using strobe lights on others. Such approaches were allowed under aggressive Pentagon detention policies in place at the time, we're talking about in 2002 and 2003. And the new documents include several instances in which interrogators appear to cite such approval as justification for their actions. But one FBI agent who visited Guantanamo Bay in the fall of 2003 described a tactic called the Frequent Flyer Program, in which detainees who were deemed uncooperative were placed on a list to be subjected to special sleep deprivation tactics.
Oh, God.
The prisoners were moved frequently from cell block to cell block at intervals of 2 to 4 hours, therefore interrupting their sleep, said the agent. In September, the Pentagon adopted new interrogation rules outlawing harsh techniques adopted at Guantanamo Bay, detention facilities in Iraq, or other prisons overseas since the September 11th attacks. And we all know that, well, since it's outlawed, now they're never going to engage in these things anymore. Now we can rest assured, Mark, that all of the prisoners that the United States has in its custody in secret detention facilities around the world, we know Guantanamo Bay, not such a secret, but they've already admitted that they have the secret detention facilities.
But they won't let the Red Cross go in there and check things out,
oh,
by the way.
But didn't they close them down, so-called? Oh, yeah, just believe anything the government tells you. Sure, they're no longer using these harsh techniques. They've been outlawed. The secret prisons? Shut down! None of that's going on anymore.
Or is it? Have they been outlawed? I didn't see anything.
Old Bush say he was shutting them down after they got caught for it?
Yeah. But it doesn't make them outlawed.
Of course. Well, okay. The prisons haven't been outlawed, but they claim to shut them down. That's right. They're going to shut them down and then open them up across town. 800-259-9231. Maybe I'm just a little cynical, but I just don't believe the government when they say those things. Let's go to the phones to the fun and talk to Zach in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Zach. What's on your mind, sir?
First of all, I heard Mark had his first run-in with the local PD.
He had a run-in with the Massachusetts police like a couple months ago. Is this something else you heard about?
No, I just heard you guys were talking about it a couple days ago.
But yeah, getting a ticket? Yeah, that was in Massachusetts.
Yeah. So you said he was walking when he supposedly nabbed you with the radar?
That's what my wife says. She saw him. I quite honestly never saw the guy.
Huh. I just think that's kind of funny when they try to pull stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, now wait, why couldn't they do that? When we were driving and we got hit with the laser, there were cops just standing on the side of the road shooting people with it. So it's not why is it unusual to suggest that they could walk and shoot people with the laser gun?
Well, every time I've seen it, it's been mounted in a car. I guess we don't have the kind where you can just walk around.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they were just standing on the side of the road, pointing, looked like some sort of a weapon at traffic, and just plinking them as they came by. So I guess they made them a little more portable than maybe what you've seen.
Well, anyways, I heard you guys talking about Guantanamo and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if we as the police used those kind of interrogation tactics, you know, people, we get shut down. I just don't see how the U.S. Army can get away with it.
Well, it's because there's not as much oversight. There's not really any representatives that these individuals can call from their prison cells in Guantanamo Bay and complain about their treatment. It's not like your local representatives or senators are going to get in trouble for what the guys down in Guantanamo are doing. There's no accountability at all there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very little accountability anyway, even with the police department. And you are you're the gentleman who called in who's undergoing police training right now, correct?
Yep.
Right. So in your case, there is some sort of accountability. There's the city commissioners, or there's the the local people, the politicians that are elected, perhaps the sheriff, who is also an elected position. So there can be some level of pressure applied to those individuals. Normally, when cops get in trouble for doing things that are out of line, they still just get a slap on the hand, and they most of them get away with it, what they do. And that's sad, but there are some examples from time to time of police officers actually getting in trouble. For instance, there was a story we reported on last year, Eugene Seiler was a drug suspect that the police were investigating. Well, five cops went over to his house off the books. It wasn't official that they were there. And they proceeded to beat the living daylights out of this man and torture him. And the only reason they got in trouble was because the woman, his wife, who was present, she happened to start a tape recorder before they arrived. And then she left, and so the tape recorder picked up about 40 minutes of the cops beating this man. And if that tape hadn't have been there, then no one would have believed the claims of this guy. They never would have believed that he was beaten by those cops. In that particular example, those cops did get in trouble, but only because there was hardcore, firm evidence that showed that they were sickos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult to get even the police in trouble, and so I hope that shows you an example of how much more difficult it would be to get people who are in another country, in a military base down in Cuba, away from virtually any oversight, and it's just to show you how much more difficult it is to get them in trouble. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
There you go, Zach. Any other comments?
Not right now.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, it reminds me of the experiment. I can't remember which one it was called. You'll probably remember off the top of your head. The one where they took the college students and they made some of them prisoners and some of them prison
Stanford
guards.
Prison Experiment.
Stanford Prison Experiment. That's I was going to use Stanford, but I wasn't sure what the
people,
rest of
the people who normally were just college kids got into their roles, and the ones who were assigned to be the guards became sadistic.
Sadistic, and the prisoners became complacent, compliant.
Yep. Let's go to Matt in Israel on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, guys, how are you doing?
Great. Hey. What's on your mind?
All those stuff in Guantanamo, you know, this is old news over here. We've been hearing about this stuff for years now, decades. But, you know, in the occupied territories. But actually, I did want to talk about, you're reading an article about how free trade hurts people.
Yeah, well, that was the title of the article. Of course, they were lying. They claimed that we have today is free trade, and that's not true.
Yeah, that's protectionist free trade stuff. But what I want to talk about, you know, I don't know if you remember, but I was a socialist back in the day.
Ah.
And you, yeah, you were, you know, you explained this article fairly well. But if I was a liberal or a socialist listening to this, I would have just ignored you because...
I want you to explain why. I want you to explain why. We're going to come back with you, okay? Hang on. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages. And Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at Wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, Wristies.com. Once again, Wristies.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us, taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? Privacy? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include anti-real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be the New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the National Real ID. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Register today.
As we go back to the phones and back to Matt in Israel waiting patiently. Now, Matt, you said that you at one time were a socialist, and you were listening you were listening to our, I guess we were talking about an article about so-called free trade versus so-called fair trade, and we were picking it apart pretty heavily on the air, but you said that if you were still a socialist, that you would have had a, what would your response would have been to that?
Absolutely ignoring. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, you know, it's all about, I wouldn't have anything real, you know, to go at you, but it's the terminology. I mean, when you took example, you know, of the tennis shoes and the, you know, the so-called, you know, the association you get in the head is Nike or something like this, you know, and you address them as just business people wanting to make profit, you know, making the product as cheap as they can, you know, and that just seems as a monstrosity, you know. As soon as you say something, they're going to say, oh, those are just evil capitalists, you know, they don't know anything they're talking about. So it's a terminology matter, and also you're talking about the thing you were saying about the wages. It's absolutely true. I mean, I make $20 a day over here. I'm being exploited, so called, you know. But no, it's the currency issue. But so you're completely right about the wages. But when you're talking about the conditions of the workers, the conditions are absolutely appalling and they are being exploited. But what should be taken notice is it's not the corporations and all this. This is not what's going on. It's a business between big business, between corporations and the government, U.S. government and those third world governments. So basically, once again, the ones to blame are the government. It's not about blaming the trade.
It's true,
the free trade, because...
But now, wait a minute. How can you make the claim that the workers are being exploited? I know you probably don't really believe this, but how could somebody make the claim that a worker is being exploited if they're
easily, no. In a lot of cases, they are being exploited. For instance, take China. China, you have now a large force, you know, you have a lot of people working there in factories for various American corporations. And the thing is, what the Chinese government did, they wanted to supply cheap workforce to tempt those business to come in their country. So what they did, they neglected the countryside. You know, they did horrendous things in the countryside, forcing basically for a living millions of people to immigrate, and then they just ended them out, you know, into those factories, and they're being treated like dogs over there. So. Now, I'm not blaming the corporations necessarily. There are...
So wait, the government's forcing Chinese people to work in factories? Is that what
indirectly,
you're
yes.
Indirectly? By doing terrible things to farms?
By basically just, you know, China is a communist country, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the rural areas, you know, years ago, they were forcing everybody to go away to the villages and work in the villages, you know. And those are obviously, you know, the economy there is shattered. I mean, those farms they're not really capable of sustaining themselves without government support.
Hmm.
So what the government did, as soon as they wanted to bring a lot of workforce into the city to work to make sweetheart deals with American corporations, said, yeah, we're going to get you a lot of cheap labor. What we're going to do is, you know, we're just going to take all the social infrastructure we are making these villagers depend on. We're going to take those away and basically force them to immigrate to the city.
I see, but once they come to the city, they still get to choose who they go to work for, right?
Sort of. You know, it's basically between this factory or that factory, and the conditions are pretty much the same.
I see.
And so there is a pretty, you know, there is some exploitation over here, but again, the problem is not with the trade. And first of all, this is not free trade. This is a perfect example of sweetheart deals between big business and government. So this is not free trade at all.
And of course, if it weren't for governments, then the big businesses would have to make it on their own without having the sweetheart deals, without having the back scratching.
Exactly, and then in that case, your labor would be something you trade in, and you wouldn't trade your labor being exploited like a dog. You wouldn't give them those labor. So that's one thing. When you are addressing this article, then just by saying it's true in our country, in Israel and the United States, it's true that you can just leave and that they're not being exploited. But when you're going to third world countries, there is a lot of element of exploitation going around.
But it's because of the government's involvement.
Exactly.
Very
so what
good.
I'm saying, if I was reading this article and I was addressing those issues, I wouldn't say exactly what you said. I would have said, yes, there is some element of exploitation, but again, it's not free trade. It's corporatism. It's government. You
well
know?
Said,
it's
Matt, and thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. The Packet 8 toll-free line.
So I don't understand. Is the Chinese government, because they're communist and they own all the land, are they not allowing people to work the land and therefore forcing them into towns to work in?
Well, we didn't go into the exact detail as to what they were doing to the villagers out there, but it sounded like they were making things difficult on them.
I see.
Let's go to Paul in... Wait a minute. Yes, Paul in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. He's gone. Let's try Skio in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Skio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, this North American Union free trade agreement. I'm not going to sit here and say I know all of it, but it really there's actually two parts of this. One is the economic side, and then there's the military side. I see. For studying this for 7 years, I see that this is exactly what Mussolini said. Mussolini said it best. He says fascism should not be called fascism. It should be called corporatism. When you start letting corporations start setting the policies and implementing the laws and then having the government carry it out, you set a very a precedent for
It's a mess. You'll create it'll be problematic. And really the reason why it's come to this point is because government has become so large that the corporations have a vested interest in getting involved. Because if they feel like if they don't get in control of the government, then the government, somebody else, their competitor, for instance, might get in control of this government, and then the government will be used against them. So it's, you know, let's get in there first. Let's take control of the reins of the state as soon as we possibly can and use it to benefit ourselves. And it's what all people try to do with government. As soon as they've been victimized once by government, they understand that government is a tool for victimizing others, and mm-hmm. they then resolve to get in control of it as much as they possibly can.
Well, let's go back to 1933. And I think I've been on your show before talking about the United States being bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
With James Traficant spilling the beans.
Well, we were mentioning last night that back in 1933, there was, I guess, the state of emergency was declared. It's never been undeclared. When did the bankruptcy happen in relation to that?
That happened. It happened at the same time. When they declared bankruptcy, they also declared insolvency. Insolvency meaning, okay, we're never going to get out of bankrupt now, and we just got to keep borrowing
or keep printing, which is what they've been doing, borrowing and printing and printing and borrowing. And as a result, the inflation has gone insane, and we stand on the precipice of a pretty dangerous monetary situation here in this country. And thanks for the call, Skio. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. If only somebody would come to the forefront with a serious suggestion, to get back on a silver or gold standard. That's probably the only way out of this.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we've got there. They are totally free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going and voting for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us because it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And we do need your assistance because I think we're at number 3. We could be at number 1 if you would go and vote and maybe ask a few friends to vote as well. It's easy, it's fast, and it makes a difference. Vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I want to talk about a really happy subject tonight.
Really?
Yes. There has been a bill that has been put forward in the New Hampshire legislature that would completely legalize marijuana.
No way. Come on. You're pulling my chain.
No. It's true. HB 92. It's a real bill. It's got a real number and everything.
Real legalization, Dennis?
Basically, what it does is everywhere in the Controlled Substances Act for the state that marijuana is mentioned, along with cocaine and heroin and all that other jazz,
mm-hmm.
it just strikes out the word marijuana.
Whoa, well, that's pretty neat.
It's neat and everything.
Yeah,
What do you think its chances are of passing?
I think it's pretty low.
Yeah,
but that said. You know,
but it is a Democratic. It is a Democratic House now here in New Hampshire.
Bingo.
So that could increase the odds a little bit.
So
I'm sure
I know that
a lot of what
Dennis, I know
I'm
the smoking
sure
ban's up for you know they're deciding on that smoking ban in restaurants and businesses again. So is it possible that here in New Hampshire that marijuana would be legal and smoking would be outlawed in businesses?
Yeah, that's entirely possible. That would suck and be great. I don't know, but it's possible.
So what's the plan here? I mean, this is relatively new, fresh news. When's this coming up for a vote? What are the details?
As it turns out, and I just found out about this myself, they pretty much just started scheduling this stuff. This coming Wednesday, it's going to be in a House committee where it's going to be open for public debate. That's where they open it up and say anyone in New Hampshire who feels one way or the other about this bill, come and talk to the representatives and make your voice heard.
And you wouldn't even have to be a New Hampshire resident to do this. You could just come to Concord at 8:30 in the morning and show up at this committee and voice your opinion anyway.
Well, because that's what they did with the smoking ban last year when they tried to ban smoking in New Hampshire a year ago. They apparently, the smoking banners, the control freaks, they bust people in, right, Dennis, from like Boston or something like that?
That's true, and actually that upsets some of us who are residents,
sure.
The fact that they don't check ID, they don't They don't check. You just walk in, you say you have an opinion, and they just kind of nod and say, oh, okay.
Well, I'm actually kind of glad because I don't have New Hampshire ID, so that'll be good for me if I show up.
Well, I'm certainly hoping we can get a bunch of people, and you know, I'll be calling in from time to time to let you guys know. I know a number of groups in New Hampshire are pro-marijuana legalization groups. Mm-hmm. Are definitely going to be fighting for this thing, so we'll see.
Great. Well, if I can make it out, I certainly will. It's a daytime occasion, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's going to happen at 10:30 in the morning is when the committee's going to meet. And one little trivia about this bill, it's just kind of fun. One of the prime sponsors of the bill is Representative Weed.
How appropriate. Very good, Dennis.
He's from Keene. He's your stomping ground. You should call him up and tell him thank you.
Indeed. We'll definitely do that. And to keep us up to date on what happens, and we appreciate the call as always. Thanks, Dennis. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's pretty exciting.
Who would have guessed?
I mean, to actually have a real legalization bill, I expected it was going to be maybe a medical pot thing, but that's the real deal, man.
You know what I was thinking? This whole Free State Project thing, dead. Nothing's happening.
Oh, yeah, nothing's going on here.
The people that think that, Free State Project, what idiots.
Well, now, this doesn't have anything to do with the Free State Project.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, this is just some, I think this guy, this Representative Weed, appropriately enough, puts in a legalization bill pretty much on a yearly basis. As I understand it, maybe it's never been like this before. Maybe it's never been as heavy duty of a change. I don't know. I'm not sure what the history of all this has been, but the history has certainly been that he hasn't gotten anywhere when he's done it, and maybe there'll be a chance this year.
Yeah,
maybe
if
we can activate enough people.
I'm going to be there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Oh, cool. Then we can go together.
Heck yeah, I'll go and talk talk in front of those people. I think that it's ludicrous that marijuana is illegal.
That's fantastic. Well, great. All right, so 800-259.
But we have to go for the smoking ban one, too.
Sure we do. 800-259-9231. Let's go to, I believe it is, Tony in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I was just listening to you guys, and you were talking about trying to make an honest effort to get back to a silver-based currency or gold-based currency.
Yes.
And I just want to know if you guys were familiar with the Liberty Dollar.
I'm a Liberty associate. In fact, people can learn more about it at dollar.freetalklive.com.
Okay. That's really all I wanted to input.
Very good, sir. We appreciate it. Are you still there?
Yeah.
What are some of your experiences with the Liberty Dollar? How have you done as far as getting out there and using it in public?
Well, I haven't got a whole lot. It's not really recognized in the area I'm from. It is available, but it's, most people kind of think it's a sham.
Really?
It's sad to say.
So
yeah.
You've actually gone out, tried to use it, and people have sort of balked at it?
Yeah.
Huh. I got to say, when I was down in Florida, I didn't get that response. I've yet to actually go out and really use it to an extent here in New Hampshire. But it seemed that when I tried to use it, most people were pretty awed by it. They were pretty impressed with it. And a lot of people bought it on their own just to take it home and show off to people. Because it is a very pretty thing. Have you tried to use the actual silver rounds or the certificates?
No, I've mostly just displayed the certificates.
Oh, that's why. The certificates, people question those things. They don't understand them. They don't want to take the time to understand. But if you get your hands on some of the silver liberties, you'll have much better luck. Give that a try and let us know how it works. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Man, lots of calls this hour. Let's talk to Ryan in Texas on the amplifier. Well, okay then. I guess Ryan's not there. 1-800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. We've got a lot still to talk about here tonight, including a story about a generation gap, the new generation of young people in America and their belief system or lack of belief systems, and we're going to get into that probably coming up in hour number two. On the way right now, a story from New Hampshire. Since we're talking about New Hampshire and things Free State Project related, Ed and Elaine Brown aren't necessarily Free State Project members, but I think that they're certainly a case that Free Staters may want to pay attention to, and in fact, anti-tax activists, tax freedom activists from around the country, should definitely be paying attention to this case, because they're on trial right now, up in Concord, New Hampshire, possibly facing some jail time, because they're on in federal court over tax evasion charges. The couples representing themselves said they don't dispute the prosecutor's contention that they've opted out of the tax system, but say they believe they've not broken the law by doing so. Elaine, who happens to be a dentist, by the way, says, "My husband and I challenged the application of the tax law to us. We can't find any statute that requires us to pay. The article goes on to describe how the government is prosecuting them, and they owe $625,000 to the government. And they point out, though, that the Browns had written the IRS specifically asking for the IRS to point out to them the laws that require them to pay income taxes.
Well, apparently the IRS doesn't have to tell you to point out this stuff. They don't have to show their legal obligation, you know, your legal obligation. They'll just take you to court.
They claim that after concluding more than a decade ago that they were exempt from the federal tax system, as they believe most people are, they just don't know it, they decided to test the government. Rather than paying the federal income taxes, they began sending letters to the IRS demanding an explanation of the relevant law. I mean, after all, they're supposed to be the Internal Revenue Service, right? They're supposed to be focusing on serving you. They said that in 12 years of writing, they have never gotten a response from the IRS. At least one of the letters described in testimony, the Browns acknowledged that they might be inviting criminal prosecution, but in their comments yesterday, they made it clear that they don't believe that they have broken the law. And I'm looking at the picture of these two folks. They're just a nice old couple.
Yep, they are.
Just a friendly-looking old, in their 60s maybe? Early 60s?
She's a dentist.
She's a dentist. I think he's retired. And apparently they filed a joint return with a zero on the line that should have shown income. And I've heard that that's a bad idea. And all of these things, when we talk about income taxes, are total speculation because the IRS won't talk about it.
Right.
But I've heard that it's bad to file. If you want to avoid taxes, you probably shouldn't file with a zero on any sort of line. You should probably just not file at all. Like, just avoid contacting the IRS, avoid getting in touch with them, and avoid bringing their attention to you. Because if you file with the zero option, which I think is what Irwin Schiff is in jail for, you could get into some trouble. Anyway, these people are probably going to be spending some time in jail because their trial's going on right now, and apparently the support that, as far as their courtroom support is concerned, is fairly limited. So they'd like more people to show up and turn out in support of these people. 800-259-9231. We'll keep you up to date on the case as more develops. Hour 2's on the way. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years.